For employers, team building is considered vital if you want to extract the best out of your workforce. To boost camaraderie, many businesses schedule day trips or special activities like high ropes courses, paintball, or mock game shows. In Rutland, a longtime music teacher is fostering corporate team building with something a bit different. VPR's Nina Keck has the story.
Jennifer Cohen loves music.
I play a variety of instruments, piano, viola, violin, steel drums.
Yeah, that one surprised me too. But steel drums are the focal point of Cohen's new business, Calypso Consulting.
Bob Marley helping with team building. I think that the steel drums are the perfect instrument for a number of reasons. First of all, you can make a tone instantly.
Which is huge. I mean, if you've ever picked up a trumpet or a clarinet for the first time, you know what I'm talking about.
And they're appealing because when you say steel drums, people think of a tropical breeze and sitting on a hammock somewhere on the beach. So that already is in my favor. It's positive.
And then there's just the coolness factor.
Not many people have experience playing the steel drum, so they want to give it a try. And even if it's outside of their comfort zone, even if they have no musical background, they sort of want to tap that drum and see what it feels like.
Are you here for steel drums?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not very good, but hey.
Earlier this fall, employees at Velco got their chance when the utility offered steel drum workshops as part of an annual company meeting.
So to start off, we're just going to tap, and I'd like you to tap like right somewhere on your neck, and we're going to try to just zone in, not your own neck, not someone else. I usually start with rhythm exercises. So I'm observing the participants, and I can see who's a little nervous about the experience. And so then when we get at the drums and I give them their part, you know, I'm really paying attention to whether or not they're feeling okay.
So the thing is, so you do it on G, you do it on G again, then you do it on D. Yes.
A few mistakes happen among the group and then everybody sort of laughs and feels safe, and then I see the real growth happen. You know, one or two of the people who were reluctant are smiling and just playing their part. I say, okay, we've done some successful growth here.
Cohen has provided drumming workshops for local teachers and mental health professionals, as well as for nonprofits like the Housing Trust of Rutland County. She sees her mission as bringing groups together to foster creativity, break down barriers, and help people experience the fun of making music together. Ron Silva, a telecom technician at Velco, described playing the steel drums a bit differently.
Way out of my comfort zone.
But he and coworker Brody McClure, and, well, pretty much everybody in the class, was smiling.
You can't not smile playing a steel drum.
Coworker Kim Moulton agreed.
It's a little intimidating at first, at least I felt, but then you get into it and it's like, wow, I can do this. And it's very interesting, the drums and how they're made. And of course, us engineers were trying to figure out how they were making the music they are, but that aside, we're having a great time.
Gina Kelly, director of human performance at Velco, says they ask a lot of their employees, so it's important to create a work environment that people want to be part of.
And I think when we offer a few of these other type of what I would consider a benefit, you know, steel drumming to me is a benefit, you know, in and of yourself, that they appreciate that. And then, you know, they go back to work in an environment that they feel good about.
Nice. I have to say, no one's learned.
We're an advanced
bunch. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.
You know, a bunch of engineers could do that.